Okay, surely I can't be the only one thinking this.
No, but for real, that's what someone said.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Okay, am I insane or...
Well, no, you're just in your delirium, RP.
Wait, can someone tell me what's going on?
Okay, you know what? I need someone else's perspective on this, okay? Is it anyone? Hello?
My name is Pierre Anton, your host, and you're listening to The Private Talk Podcast. Here we discuss various topics, some of which can be deep, layered topics, and others some lighthearted fun. So sit back, grab a snack, and let's have a private talk. Hello, and welcome back to The Private Talk Podcast. I'm so excited to finally be talking into this microphone again. I just quickly want to take this moment to thank you all for streaming the first episode and all the love and the sweet messages. Like, genuinely, it has been the light of my life reading all your messages, seeing all the love in the comments, in the streams, and you guys have also been rating it 5 stars on Spotify. Thank you so much. I went on there the other day and I saw there was like 31 5-star reviews, and I was like, okay, thank you, Kitty Pies. Okay, it has been a while since the first episode launched, and like, so much has happened in my life. When we were launching, I was actually on an island with Sony Australia, which, that sounds insane. Like, that actually sounds insane coming out of my mouth. But it made it almost impossible for me to like pre-record a second episode or write a concept for the second episode or anything like that, because I was literally in the middle of nowhere. It was Hayman Island. Loved it. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. But yeah, it was like really hard to work on the podcast while I was there. And then it was Easter weekend, the long weekend, and I made the decision to skip that week. But we're here now. And this is... we're talking, we're here. Honestly, it didn't make that big of a difference because the plan was always to release fortnightly. So it was fine. I think we skipped like an extra week. I did have a concept for the second episode. I wrote it down literally months ago, but this kind of just happened to me and I want to talk about this instead. So I hope that's fine with you guys because that's what I'm going to do. So if you follow me on TikTok or IG, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about because I made this my personality trait for probably like the entire week. I'm not even kidding. It is the most exciting thing that has happened to me this week. Actually, you know what? It is the most exciting thing that has ever happened to me in the past 5 years. Like, I'm not, like, genuinely the most exciting thing. Like, I'm never going to stop talking about this. I might post video footage of me, like, recording this podcast episode. I have my camera set up in front of me. I don't know if I'm going to use the footage, but if I do, then this part will make sense. If I don't, then... whoopsies, I'll describe it to you anyway. So right next to me, I have the moment. My sister framed it and gave it to me the day after it happened. Oh my gosh, it is literally my most prized possession. Let me show you, hold on. So, oh my gosh. Oh my God. Okay, now I have to release this footage. Guys, you will not believe what just happened. Oh my gosh, where did it even pop out from? Oh my gosh, it ripped out from the back. That is so annoying. Okay, well... So I was just trying to show the camera how the framed photo is my prized possession. I picked it up and it broke. So that's gorgeous. Love my life. Seriously, that is so annoying. Like, that is genuinely so annoying. Should I just rip it off? Maybe I'll just rip it off. Wait. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Get out of here. Okay. There we go. See? Nothing happened. Nothing even happened. Y'all are lying if you said anything happened.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, so let's get into how this all came to be, how I got the message that I was even doing this, and how it all basically came together. So literally, like, the euphoria that... oh, pun, tee-hee. The euphoria that I felt when I read the message, like, it is something that I can't even explain. Like, genuinely, it engulfed my entire body and, like, took over me when I read this email. So it was, like, 12 p.m. It was, like, mid-afternoon. My manager had messaged me at, like, 8 a.m. But, of course, you know, I have the sleeping schedule of an owl. So I genuinely, like, stay up all night, sleep all day. So I missed it, okay? I missed it for, like, 5 hours. I was, like, unaware that this insane opportunity is just marinating in my inbox. Anyways, so when I woke up, the first thing I do is check my phone, which isn't healthy, but it's what I do. I check my phone and I see a message from my manager. And when someone, like, sends you a photo on iMessage, right, in your notification center, it just says sent a photo. So you can't actually see the photo. So I unlock my phone and I just see my manager's name, sent a photo. And I'm like, what? And then underneath it said Zendaya. I was like, what does this mean? My little tired, just woken up brain trying to piece this together. I'm like, what do you mean a blurred photo and Zendaya. Like, are you sending me a photo of Zendaya? Are you telling me Zendaya saw my video? Like, what is going on? Anyway, so I unlock the phone, I check the message, and it's a screenshot of an email from TikTok Australia, okay, the TikTok, and it said, hey, we would love for Pierre to interview the cast of the Challengers movie, which is what this whole premiere is about and what Zendaya was starring in. It's the Challengers movie. And then underneath it said, with the chance to ask Zendaya a few questions. When I tell you I read the name Zendaya, Pierre asks Zendaya questions, it was out. I was out like a light. I literally turned off my phone, threw it across the bed and screamed into the pillow. It was like, what do you mean Zendaya? Before I could even process the email telling me that I was going to interview Zendaya, like, it started to weird me out. I started getting eerie. I was like, what do you mean that she is real? And wait, no, like, that sounds insane, but, like, hear me out, okay? I feel like for Australians in particular, right, A-list celebrities are more of, like, an idea. They're more of a concept. Maybe it's just me, but I think because we're so far away from everyone, like, we're so far away from Europe, from America, we're just so far away. It takes so long to travel to us, so no celebrity comes here. It's not a thing to just see an A-list celebrity walking around, an A-list celebrity at a movie premiere. Like, that's not a normal thing, right? Like, when an artist tours our country, I feel like it's such a big deal. Like, because it is literally one in a million. Like, even when artists do tour, they always skip Australia because they're like, eh, can't be bothered. Like, it's just too much of an effort. You know what I mean? And if you ask me, like, who's your favorite singer? Billie Eilish. Who's your favorite actress? Zendaya. I love them with my entire being. Live, breathe, die for Billie Eilish and Zendaya. But never in a gazillion years did I think I was going to be in a position where I got to speak to one of them. Like, what do you mean? Like, they're supposed to be this idea, this untouchable, like, being in my life that I love, but, like, you're real? That's so weird. Like, I have not mentally prepared myself to speak to you. Like, what am I gonna say? How do I take advantage of this moment? How do I capitalize off the fact that you're literally right in front of me? Like, I need to soak up every single moment. Like, this is crazy. I'm not even kidding when I say this. I was insufferable. They told me, like, 5 days maybe before the actual premiere. Those 5 days, I was the most insufferable human being on planet Earth. I was sick to my stomach every single day. I couldn't engage in conversation with anyone. Like, when they were face to face with me, all I could think about was how nervous I was, how scared I was, how insane this all was. Like, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. It was crazy. Like, I know it shouldn't have affected me that much, but this was such a big deal to me. Like, such a big deal. I usually binge Euphoria so many times in a year, and I was like, you know what, since this is happening, let me re-binge Euphoria again. Tried to turn it on, I saw Zendaya's face, started freaking out. I was like, oh gosh, I can't watch this because every time I see Zendaya's face, I'm getting reminded that I'm going to be talking to her and it's freaking me out. Like, it is actually scaring me. Like, I cannot even engage in Zendaya talk or content. Like, oh my God, like, I was so scared. Just as I was, like, trying to come to terms with it and be like, okay, like, Pierre, you deserve this moment. Like, you deserve this moment. Don't mess it up. Like, don't be so scared that you're not even going to enjoy the moment, that you're going to dissociate. Like, this is a good thing. This is going to be amazing, whatever, right? Just as I'm trying to get into that mindset, I remember, oh my gosh, what am I going to wear? At the end of the day, this is a red carpet. Like, I need to eat up. I need to show up. That was starting to stress me out more than anything. Like, because I started to put the fact that I'm literally going to speak to Zendaya on a back burner and just be like, okay, what am I going to wear? And then it just started freaking me out even more, because what do you wear on a red carpet to interview the absolute queen of wearing the best outfits on a red carpet? Like, she is known for eating up the red carpet. Like, when Zendaya's on the carpet, it's a wrap. You pack your bags, you go home, like, you're not winning. I had my manager, like, reach out to PR companies to, like, dress me and stuff, but what they were, like, sending me, I wasn't even really vibing with, and I was like, okay, this is really bad, because it got up to the point where it was, like, 2 days before the premiere, and I had no outfit. Like, I'm not even kidding. Nothing was fitting me, nothing looked good, like, it just wasn't the vibe. I was freaking out. This is so unexpected and so random, but my mum went to TK Maxx, okay? And if you're from America, it's TJ Maxx, I believe. It's like a rendition of that, but it's called TK Maxx in Australia. Anyways, moral of the story, they have like a bunch of brand name clothes, but like for cheaper, I think that's kind of the concept. Anyways, she found this sequins Steve Madden jacket. It was like checkered, green, white. I thought cute because it's a tennis movie, green, whatever. But it was so long on me. It wasn't the vibe. It looked kind of ugly. I didn't really love it on my body, but I bought it. And then my mom, bless her soul, bless her creative energy. Like, I love her so much. She literally cropped it, altered it, and made it look like it was limited edition, like altered on my body. It was the perfect jacket. I was obsessed with it at the end. I was like, oh my gosh. And I started getting a lot of confidence. I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I can do this. Like, I'm wearing a sexy outfit. I feel confident in the outfit. I like it. I can do this. Tell me why I rock up to this red carpet. Okay. Zendaya rocks up and we're matching. We're literally matching. What are the chances? Literally, what are the chances? We're literally standing opposite each other looking cute like little twins. Like, I'm wearing a green sparkly sequins jacket and she's wearing a green sparkly sequins dress. Like, we're standing opposite each other. We're getting filmed. All the lights are on us and we're both sparkling green sequins everywhere. I'm like, girl, it was literally meant to be. Like, it was meant to be. We're actually besties. That's it. Done. Done, done, done. If you want to see footage of me on the night, then go to my TikTok. It is the actual interviews on my TikTok page, but like obviously my outfit's in it. And if you want to see some photos, it's on my Instagram. But yeah, seriously, like I could not have picked a better outfit. It was just so insane that I pulled this together and it all worked out. So I pull up to this movie premiere literally like an hour early, okay? Because I was so nervous and I was part of media. So like media shows up earlier. I'm in this line full of people who are there for media, who are there to either take photos or like interview people, whatever. And I'm sweating. I'm visibly very nervous, very scared. And then these two media girls are like standing behind me and they're like, hey, like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm just freaking out. Like, this is my first time interviewing someone and it is Zendaya. I was trying not to cry, honestly, the entire time. I was just trying not to cry. And they were like, oh, it's fine. Like, don't stress. They gave me, honestly, such helpful advice. But it was so weird to me that like everybody else in the line, because they're such professionals and they've done this so many times, it wasn't that big of a deal to them. Like they looked so composed and so ready and just like, oh, it's just another day of work. And I was like, guys, do none of you understand that we're about to interview Zendaya? Like, why am I the only one shaking ass right now? You guys are too professional for my liking. I'm scared. And then I started to think, okay, everyone's going to be so professional and then she's going to get up to me and I'm going to act like a little fangirl and she's going to be like, next, why did you bring me here? Why is he interviewing me? Like, somebody get someone who can actually do the job. Like, I was so scared, genuinely, because I was like, how am I not going to buckle with Zendaya standing in front of me? Like, how am I going to do a good job? I was just really, really doubting myself at this point. And I was like, okay, maybe I don't even want to do this. Like, it was so scary. But I didn't want to let my anxiety get the better of me and miss out on such an insane opportunity just because I was scared and anxious. I tried to tell myself, like, you know what, just live in the moment. Like, who gets this opportunity? Who can walk around saying, I asked Zendaya a question? Like, I spoke to Zendaya. I don't know anybody in my life who could do that. Do you know anybody in yours? Actually, you guys do. It's literally me. Thank you. So yeah, I tried to like give myself like a pep talk, calm down, do some breathing exercises. And I was like, you'll be fine. Anyways, like eventually they opened up the carpet. I went on the carpet and I was actually the fifth person. So we were all like numbered. I think there was like, maybe this would have been like 20 of us or maybe even 25. I don't know, like wrapped around the entire theater. It was crazy. But I was one of the first five. And that's like a pretty big deal. I think something that really saved me and like helped me in the moment and having to interview and whatnot is because I was luckily like in the creative space myself and the industry, I knew a lot of people who were attending the carpet anyway. Like I was friends with most of them. Like I had known most of them. I have spoken to most of them before. So it wasn't as nerve-wracking having to interview them first because I had to interview the influencers and like the micro celebrities and other people like before the actual cast, right? And when I first showed up, there were so many people outside. There was fans with like posters and stuff screaming and I was so nervous. I was so scared. And then when they told me, okay, now you need to start your interviews in like 5 minutes. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm so scared right now. There is nothing that's going to calm me down. And then I checked the list of people that I had to interview and I was like, oh my gosh, Okay, that's fine. Slay. Like, I'm friends with half of them. This is so good. One of the first people I actually interviewed was my bestie's family. So they were very familiar faces and I felt so comfortable and safe. It was Kat Clark and Deja. And just getting to speak to them first and have like a practice run, almost like a trial, it was so calming. Like, I immediately felt better and they were reassuring me. They're like, you're doing so well. And I was like, oh my God, stop. Like, I want to cry because honestly, I was so nervous and just getting to speak to them was just, it made me feel so much better. And then I spoke to a couple more of my friends and I was like, okay, you know what? I can do this. Like, why was I hyping myself up so much? I was making it such a big deal. I'm like, you can do this. It's fine. And then an hour later, the cast starts to show up. And the first person who showed up was Josh O'Connor. He plays Patrick in the movie. And he's like standing there. He's getting interviewed by the people before me. I'm like, I can do this. I can do this. He comes to me and I start buckling. I'm like, hey. And he was wearing like these purple shoes. And the first thing I said was, I love your shoes. And he was like, oh, thank you. And he was like British, right? And I was like, welcome to Australia. And he was like, oh, thank you. Like, I love it here. And it was just taking me so long to get into the questions. I was like, Pierre, what are you doing? Just snap into it. And then I kind of like locked in and I was like, okay, be professional, ask him the questions. And then I started asking the questions. And the questions that TikTok and Warner Brothers wanted me to ask was, if you want to watch the interview, by the way, it's on TikTok Australia's account. So go watch that. It's the interview with everybody I interviewed on the carpet. But anyways, sidetrack. The question that I had to ask was like, if you could play against anyone in the world in a tennis match, who would you play against? Because the movie's about tennis. And he like gave me his answer and it was all good. And then he moved on and I was like, okay, that was insane, but I'm glad it happened. Like, I'm glad I interviewed the first member of the cast. It just shows that I face my fears. I can do this. Like, I'm literally psyching myself out for no reason. And then Mike Feist, the guy who plays Art, he's the other one in the movie. His publicist, like, is going along before him and speaking to all the people interviewing. And she's like, hey, what are the questions you're going to ask? Like, just to make sure everything's okay. And I was like, hey, I'm from TikTok. And she goes, nope. Sorry, he's not doing TikTok interviews. The way I wanted to crawl up into a ball and scream. I was so awkward. I was like, oh, okay, no worries. Nothing against him. I mean, it's totally fine. Like, I get it. And there were so many people. Like, it's a busy night. Like, you got to pick and choose. Like, you can't get interviewed by everyone. So it was fine. But I was just so nervous that, like, Zendaya's publicist was going to do that to me as well. Because if Mike's publicist was like, no, we're not doing TikTok, I was like, okay, surely Zendaya's was like, no, we are absolutely not doing TikTok. Like, does she even have TikTok? I don't know. So I was getting really scared. I was like, she's gonna skip me. Like, this is gonna be a disaster. I'm gonna freak out. I just told everyone I'm gonna interview Zendaya and she's gonna walk straight past me. I don't know if I could have handled if she walked past me. Buckling in front of her, fine, that's fine. I'll get over it. But if she's in front of me and she walks off and I don't even get the chance to speak to her, that would end me. That would end me. Oh my gosh, I would be, you'd have to like sign me into a mental assignment. Like, I would never be okay. Then there was this like quiet period where no one was really on the carpet. Not much was happening. There was like a red carpet inside, like past all the media and stuff. And people were just getting photos in there. But like no one was on the carpet. Everyone was just waiting for Zendaya, right? At this point, like fans are screaming. It just started to feel so real. It was like, okay, any moment now, like the Zendaya is going to be in my presence. Then the moment happened. Oh my gosh. There was this like, you know, those black vans that you see in like documentary films about like celebrities where they go up in those like tinted out black vans. That's what all the members of the cast rocked up in. But when Zendaya's pulled up, it was different. It was a different vibe. It was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was staring out the door waiting for it to open. I was like, open, 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 open. And then it opened and all I saw was her gorgeous face and she looked porcelain. I was like, there is no way this human being in this car is real right now. I was staring at her and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, that is Zendaya, that is Zendaya. And it was taking my brain so long to process that who I'm staring at is Zendaya and like connect the dots. Like, that's Rue Bennett, baby. That's MJ. That's Rocky. Like, that's KC. Like, she's right in front of you. She was also with her designer, Law Roach, who I absolutely love. And I was like, hi, Law. Like, two in one, period. But yeah, she started like doing her interviews. Again, remember, I was one of the first five, yeah? Okay, anyways, keep that in mind. So she's starting to do her interviews. I am staring at her the entire time. Like, if you look at any videos of me, I was just staring at her like, oh my gosh. There's actually a TikTok up on my account. Go check it out. I'm staring at Zendaya, and it's the sound where it's like, you look lonely. I can fix that. And it was that sound. That's exactly what I was hearing in my brain. It was just love heart eyes beaming out of my eyes. Then when she got up to like the third person, I think second or third person, her publicist said, hey guys, you're going to have to group up into groups of five and share questions. The way my heart fell to my ass, I was like, oh no, oh my gosh, that means I'm not even going to be able to speak to her one-on-one. Like, this is crazy. But then her like publicist like was walking up and he kind of like glimpsed that I was like gonna cry, I think. I don't even know, because I was like, oh my gosh. He just like announced, he's like, after this one, group up. I was like, stop, wait, does that mean I get to interview her? Oh, that's literally how I said it. I was like, wait, does that mean I get to interview her? He's like, yeah, after you, you're the last person, so make sure your question counts. The pressure is getting worser. Okay, worse and worse. I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to pick the perfect question. Like, how am I going to get this right? So the person in front of me is like interviewing her. I'm freaking out. I'm thinking, what am I going to ask? I don't want to ask Zendaya, who in the world would you verse in a tennis match? Because I had a bracelet, because like initially they told me that I could ask her two questions. So I was going to ask her a question and then give her a friendship bracelet. But then they told us that like the celebrities can't take anything. So everything was like kind of going wrong in that department. But anyways, I was wearing the friendship bracelet that I made her, and it had like all the names of her characters, my favorite characters that she's played at least, which is basically all of them. And I had them on my wrist, and literally in the spur of the moment, she walks up to me. I saw black. I could not see. I was dissociating. I was like, what am I looking at? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then like snapped. It was like supernatural. It's like supernatural. It's like supernatural. Anyways, I kind of like snapped into it, and I was like, okay, she's in front of you. You have one chance. Ask the question. And I was like, first of all, I was like, hi, you're the love of my life. I'm trying not to cry right now. And she's like, oh no, don't. By the way, I know the whole dialogue because I've watched the video of me interviewing her at least 25 times. If you want to watch it yourself, again, it is up on my TikTok account. So go give it a watch. Anyway, so I was like, okay, how am I going to relate the question to the characters and also ask a good question about tennis? So I just modified the question a little bit, and I was like, if you could play against any of the characters you've played before in a tennis match, who would you play against? Go watch who she chose. Out of all of the characters she could have chosen, she never could have chosen a more perfect character. If you know anything about me, you know I'm Euphoria's number one fan. I mean, I basically started my Reels career off Maddie Perez videos. Like, that's where it all started, on Reels. Like, I've been a Maddie stan forever. I've been a Euphoria stan forever. If Euphoria has no fans, I'm dead, okay? The day that Euphoria has nobody streaming, it is because I have passed away. So of course, she said Rue. The reasoning was really funny. If you want to find out the reason, go watch the video. But she said Rue, and it was just so insane to me that I had the chance to, number one, speak to Zendaya, and number two, speak to her about Rue. Like, Rue has done so much for me as a character, and the whole show, the fact that I got to tell her how much I appreciate that character that she's given me, like, that was a whole gift in itself. Like, that was two gifts in one. One gift, speaking to Zendaya. Second, actually speaking to her about the love of my life. I was like, Rue's my baby girl. And she was like, oh, I know, I love her. And I was like, did we just literally have a conversation about Rue Bennett? This is so weird. As I'm saying this story to you, it's still freaking me out. Like, I still cannot believe I spoke to Zendaya. I cannot believe, as I'm saying it to you, it feels fake. But it actually happened. Also, sorry if I like rambled or something in this episode, because this episode has no structure. I'm basically just spilling my emotions, spilling my thoughts, spilling my experience, because this was so crazy to me and I just wanted to speak about it. And if you guys don't even care, it's fine. Like, just clock off. I'm sorry. But yeah, I asked her the question. Overall, this interaction was only like 40 seconds, but it felt like 25 minutes. Like, I literally felt like I was standing there for the longest time ever. But when I look at the video, it was like 40 seconds of conversation. After like we conversed for that 40 seconds, which is my favorite 40 seconds of my entire life, her publicist like took her away, and then he skipped everybody else. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I knew he said like after me, it's done, but I didn't think he actually meant it. But literally Straight after me, dragged her away, she got her photos, and it was time to go inside and watch the movie. But before the movie started, Zendaya, Mike Feist, Josh O'Connor, and the producer came on stage. They did a cute little like Q&A moment, kind of like explained how they were drawn to the movie, what made them want to be cast in this movie, how they got the audition, what it took to like prepare for the movie, because they went through like tennis training and stuff. So yeah, it was very cool to see that side as well, because I mean, I'm an aspiring actor myself. So whenever I see behind the scenes or I learn about anything that goes on behind the production of a film, I start to geek out a little bit. So it was like, I was like in the stands geeking out over Zendaya and geeking out over the fact that I'm hearing about this movie being made. And then they like sat down in the theater with us, which is insane. Imagine I was sitting next to her, but unfortunately I wasn't. She was like three stories high. And I was on like the bottom floor. We started to watch the movie. It was such an insane movie. I think it releases next month. So we got like a whole month early preview. So I can't really talk about the movie, but it was so good. I loved it. It was very erotic. That's all I'll say. It was like an erotic tennis movie. I think you'll love it. I mean, Zendaya's in it. How can you hate any project that Zendaya's in? It's like actually impossible. If Zendaya's in it, it's a hit. So the movie was like about 2 or 3 hours. We watched that. I think she left halfway through, I'm not gonna lie, because I did see a green dress glittering and leave, which I mean, I get it, because security reasons. Like, imagine seeing Zendaya just walk out of a theater with everybody else. I think she would get trampled on and attacked. Like, there is no way Zendaya can leave, like, with everybody else. So, yeah, I think the cast left, like, halfway through. And then I met up with my bestie, Angelo, and I was just like, Angelo, what just happened? Like, if literally there were so many emotions happening in my body, I felt so euphoric. I'm sorry, I know it's a pun, but I'm going to keep using the word euphoric. I felt so euphoric and like so out of this world. It just felt so unreal. And I was just like spilling all my emotions to him. I was like, I can't believe this happened. I just couldn't get over it. I could not get over it. Even when I got home that night, I cried my eyes out for like 2 to 3 hours. I'm not even kidding. 2 to 3 hours crying. I was listening to All For Us, Replay. I was crying to Replay. No, but I was like playing the Euphoria soundtrack on a loop, sobbing my eyes out. I also just want to quickly thank you guys, because genuinely, and I know every influencer's always like, oh my God, like without you guys, I would literally be nowhere. Like I couldn't do this without you guys. But genuinely, I could absolutely not have done any of this without you guys. Without your support and your active love and just following me and supporting me and engaging with my content, I never would have been noticed by TikTok. I never would have been presented with this opportunity. This literally never would have happened if you weren't by my side. So this is a win for all of us. This is a win for every single person who has ever watched one of my videos, liked one of my videos, commented on my video, shared my video, pressed the follow button. We did this. This episode was so random, but thank you so much for tuning in. I literally just wanted to tell my story because it's been bottled up inside me for so long. And I think everyone in my real life is so sick of hearing me talk about it because I speak about it every 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. Like, it is my entire personality trait. Like, I met Zendaya. But that's it. See, like, I can't even shut up because not only did I meet Zendaya, I spoke to Zendaya. We spoke about Rue Bennett. Okay, I need to stop. I actually need to stop. Pierre, calm down. Also, I see a lot of you like message me and say, I love your podcast because it feels like I'm talking to my best friend and I feel like I'm on a FaceTime. That's what I want. I don't want this podcast to feel like every other podcast where you're sitting down, you're absorbing like information, you're getting taught something. Yeah, we can have those types of episodes, but I also want this to be like just a chat with my besties. Like, you guys are literally the love of my life. Like, I want to sit down and just feel like we're having a conversation. Like, what's going on in your life? What's going on in mine? That's pretty cool, isn't it? So I don't want this to be too formal. And I hope you like that. I feel like the first episode was very formal, kind of. This episode's more laid back, just me spilling a story. Yeah, let me know what you thought about this episode, which one you kind of preferred, which style. You can tell me like, Pierre, shut up. You speak too much. You speak too fast. Because I know I spoke really fast in this. It's because I'm like really excited. But yeah, I take all your feedback into account. And I love that you guys are loving the fact that I have this podcast. I've never felt so much love after launching a project. Like the overwhelming support and love and messages that I got was insane. To make sure you're staying in the loop with anything to do with the podcast and any updates, then go ahead and follow Private Talk Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to see any of the content about Zendaya or anything that I spoke about today, it is up on my personal account at Pierre Elhage. That's P-I-E-R-R-E-E-L-H-A-G-E-E. on Instagram and TikTok. So go ahead and watch those videos. Go comment if you're from the podcast so I can give us some love. I love you. Thank you and bye.